From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
So far as I'm concerned, that is the end of Masterpiece Theatre. I don't have many more miles to go, but I do have promises to keep before I sleep, and one or two ambitions. Among them, an insane desire to shave a stroke or two off my golf handicap, so that I can say with King Lear, it is our fast intent to shake all cares and business from our age, conferring them on younger strengths, while we, unburdened, crawl toward the practice tee.
If the gas prices keep rising at the rate they're going now, Dick Cheney and George Bush are going to have to carpool to work. Those aren't Exxon prices. Those are Halliburton prices.
There's some in the other party in Washington who would like to raise gas taxes. I think it'd be wrong. I think it'd be damaging to the economy, not positive to the economy.
I think this number today confirms what we've been seeing in the other economic statistics. The economy and the recovery is very much on track. The labor market indicators from the payroll survey are also coming into line and showing the economy is doing pretty well.
I think that I'd like to know where the jobs are. First of all, of course, delighted the 308,000 people have found work. But I hasten to add that not one of those jobs is a manufacturing job. Not one.
Today I've informed the Commission on Terrorist Attacks Against the United States that my national security advisor, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, will provide a public testimony.
We want to understand what substantive differences there are, perhaps, in testimony between Dr. Rice and any other witnesses. We want to understand the nature of the decision-making at the highest levels of government and how that war on terrorism, for instance, is being managed today.
People who pull those bodies out and engage in this attack against the contractors are not people we are here to help. Those are people we have to capture or kill so this country can move forward.